The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, live from Trinitas Regional Medical Center in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's Friday. Yay! A lot going on, and we pick, of course, that song. A shout-out to our board op in back keeping us on the air back in the studio in New York, Matt Sambolin. He knows John Catsimatidis loves Fly Me to the Moon. John Catsimatidis, with great respect and appreciation and love, my dear friend, there was Mr. Sinatra for you with your favorite song. How about that, John?
That music, I love that music. It just brings tears to my eyes, and it's just beautiful.
They knew that John Katz is on the air. You better get it. And Matt put that right up. Hey, John, thanks for joining us. By the way, John Catsimatidis is chairman and CEO of the United Refining Company, Gristiti Foods, host of Cats at Night, the Cats Roundtable on AM 970, The Answer. Respectfully, we are AM 970, The Answer. We are Salem Media, and we love Red Apple Media. John Catsimatidis is the CEO and owner with Margo over across town, and we're all in this together, Mr. Kraft. Mr. Catsimatidis, it's a love fest in New York radio. By the way, for the first time, John, thanks for making all that happen. You kind of put it all together. And now, do you consider yourself, Mr. Catsimatidis, if I may, sir, a media mogul? Is that safe to say, John?
Not yet. You know, we only own a few stations. You know, I enjoy it. You know why, yeah. Joe? We got to get the truth out. Yeah, you know, yeah. The American people want truth. I remember the days of Walter Cronkite. 92% of the people that listened to Walter Cronkite believed it, and it was the truth.
Amen.
So right now, if you ask people when they listen to various channels, CNN, MSNBC, or whatever, it's, you know, it's their version of the truth.
Yeah, but, yeah, John,
and it's very sad. It's very, very sad that America has come down to this. And we just need the American people demand, and I think there's going to be a new revolution, not with guns or anything, but
that's
in 2022, The election is going to happen with the congressional election, and people are going to say enough is enough, guys.
You know, John Catsimatidis, you are so on the money, and I'm going to talk to you about what's going on in the world, John. But I so appreciate you bringing that up, because what you have done, and you know, I got to give our boss here and your dear close friend Jerry Crowley credit, and certainly Mr. Boyce over here at Salem.
I learned from Jerry Crowley. He taught me.
You said it on the air. There it is. Jerry loves that. But it's true. What you have done, and just to pull the curtain completely back, and John, I know you're limited on time. You're so busy with all that you're doing. But when the station across town was for sale, John stepped up. And it was more than just, and stop me if I'm wrong, John, it was more than just a purchase of, a company. Like everybody just buys up all the media. John, you have created a platform that is speaking the truth.
And that is vital because, John, it's going by the wayside in America, man. No one is speaking the truth. God bless you for bringing all this media out there. So we have these platforms, you know?
And we have to continue to do that, Joe. And we work very closely with Jerry and people of Salem Communications at 0970. And working together just to help New York, too. I mean, me and you, we're both worried about New York.
Yes,
we're worried
right.
about the
that's
people
right.
that are they are trying to change America, Joe. I mean,
that's
this
right.
thing with the Columbus
day.
I mean, sooner or later, they're going to be taking down the Abraham Lincoln statue and they're going to take down George Washington statue. I mean, the way
that's
they're
right.
going, I mean,
that's right.
it is really, really nonsense.
And you're so loyal to your Greek heritage, your beautiful Greek heritage, John. Thanks for
I'm 28% Italian.
I love this guy. I swear to God, I love this guy. That's what we love about you, because you remember Columbus Day. Hey, John, let's talk about what happened with this extortion with oil. Why is it, John, and you know oil, why is it, because I speak as a layman here, and I hope I don't really understand why they could shut down virtually the southeastern part of the United States of America when it comes from one pipeline? Are we that vulnerable, John Catsimatidis?
Unfortunately, we are vulnerable. And I said it last night on Kudlow's show, too.
Yeah.
The fact is they are attacking our computers. And we don't have enough computer agents to attack back. The new age, this is 2021, the new warfare is cyber warfare. And I've announced, and I talked to Senator Schumer about it. I've talked to the Republicans about it. We need a new cyber force. Our president Donald Trump started Space Force for his own reasons that we can't really talk about. And now we need cyber force. We need a university to be started to teach our American people, our American students, the way to fight war on computers, the cyber, and after they graduate 4 years, it'll be like a West Point, Joe, or Annapolis. You have
Brilliant.
To serve the government
Brilliant.
For 5 years.
Yeah, that,
and that,
that
way we have yeah. our own army of people that could fight with cybersecurity, and it's very important because we don't. You know what happens, Joe? You know,
yes,
let's say the average computer guy is making $100,000, $125,000 working for the government. And they may be very good. And you know what happens? When they're very good, Twitter or Facebook or Google comes and gobbles them up, pays them $300,000 a year. So our government is left with less great people. And
yeah,
that's what concerns me.
That's a good point, but why isn't, I wonder, John, just shooting from the hip here, sir, why doesn't Google or all, the, you know, like with my on the, my Twitter feed, they keep lopping off followers, they watch everything, they won't give you a blue check, they watch everything if you have a political viewpoint, but all of these people are hacking us, potentially, allegedly, from Russia, yet
they
Google can't...
The Colonial Pipeline, they asked them for $100 million.
And
everybody
wow.
said no, and they yeah. and they were trying to solve the problem. Then they went down to $40 million. We said no. It reminds me of the Danny DeVito movie. You know,
yeah.
take my wife. I don't want it.
Yeah.
And then the final number when the computer guys at Colonial could not fix the system, they finally surrendered and paid $4 million in Bitcoin.
In Bitcoin,
and
it was.
Well, this is it. This is what I asked. I asked Monica Crowley, our friend that's on WABC now.
Sure.
And I asked, she was at the Treasury Department. Bitcoins
right.
and cyber currency is the currency of criminals and terrorists. Last year, Joe, $7 billion. Was paid in bribes to computer hacks. That is a lot of money. And they have the best of the best, wherever they are, Russia or Iran or Middle East.
Yeah.
And they attack. And if they attack our grid and our entire electric system goes down, then that's going to be a big problem. We need people that can fight.
It's so
and
true.
It's a new kind of warfare, Joe.
Yeah, well, John, with the again, you see these viruses coming in, and now you see these attacks. But let me go to Bitcoin and Dogecoin, if you will, John. Are you, if I may, not to pry, but do you believe in any of that, John? Will John Catsimatidis, a super super successful businessman, make an investment into the Bitcoin Dogecoin world?
Well, my personal belief. It's musical chairs. It's originally created by people in the Far East. And someday, when they mined enough money, someday the music may stop. And you wake up one morning and you can't get your money out.
See, look at that. John, that is the most valuable information we've had, and I can't remember how long. God bless you. The great John Catsimatidis, kind enough to join us. So, John, what is the lasting impacts of this cyber attack on gas prices and the oil industry as a whole, sir?
Well, I think the impact is maybe they just hit Pearl Harbor. I'll compare this to Pearl Harbor, compare this to 9/11. Maybe the American people will wake up now and create a cyber force.
Yeah, that's a great idea. John, we love you. We appreciate it. We'll be listening on AM 970, The Answer, Cats at Night, the Cats Roundtable, where John's got the best guests. Everybody who's anybody is on John Catsimatidis' show, whether it's here, whether it's Crosstown at WABC. John, we love you. And to Margo.
And every Sunday on 970 AM, The Answer.
Kind of best. Yeah. Sundays with, Sundays with Sinatra over there. Absolutely. John, we love you. To you and Margo, you are, I always say, royalty in New York. We love you. You give so much to this city, in the police athletic league, in the nonprofit arena. We are blessed to have you with us, my friend. God bless. And I can't wait to see you soon.
Joe,
sooner than later, John.
I am looking forward. Joe,
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to?
Having a big
opening New York party.
Yeah,
come on! And singing Sinatra. Let's
fly me to the moon. Let me swing among the stars. Oh, man. As long as you and Margo are dancing, I am there. Thank you, sir. John Catsimatidis. Thanks, boss. Thank you so much. John Catsimatidis, he's the man. Great guy. And it's so true. I will be at a John Katz party. Hey, Joe, could you do a little Frank Sinatra? And I said, yes, I can. I happen to have my tuxedo in the car. And I come out, Joey Benefit, you got a charity? I got a tuxedo. I come early. I stay late. And I go out there, and I'm out there, and John and Margo are the first on the dance floor, dancing light on their feet and beautiful to watch. Hey, Joe on the radio, I'll tell you what, though. Let me just go here, if I may, because we have a lot to get into. The Bitcoin thing, the Dogecoin thing, that whole coin, it bothers me. And I talked to Steve Forbes about it, and I don't know if it will. And again, I'm an amateur here. I am not an expert. I'm not Larry Kudlow. But does it destabilize the dollar? Is this something else that is coming after America to destabilize us? Because if John's going to be cautious about it, if the great John Catsimatidis is going to be cautious about it, shouldn't we? And I'm just a little scared about it. John made all the sense in the world. Joe Sibilia, you should take that and play that as a promo on our station.
Certainly.
Because if at the end it could just be running dry, and then where are you with all that money? That was vital information. Yes, Al. Hi.
No,
I thought you had the mic in your hand. Were you going to sing a song?
In case you were going to go to me, I'm here. But you
locked
know.
And loaded, Al Gattula.
You sounded very smart there. You know, continue.
You know what? Al and I have our intelligence factor up to what 7:30. We're way past our time now. Way past.
It's time to go to sleep.
Time for a nap. We have our intellect acumen lasts. If it goes to 10, we are lucky. I tell you what, though, we got a lot to get into today. Coming up next is Deneen Borelli, who we love. She's a great gal. Fox News contributor. Author of Blacklash, an advisor to Clout Hub, which is a great, great site. Dr. Sal Savada, psychiatrist from Trinitas Behavioral Health. I want to see, I hear a lot of those when I was coming in. I heard on the news on AM 970, of course. I heard that a lot of folks there, you know, there's a lot of problems with this, with the pandemic, drug addiction, suicides, depression, more so than the virus itself. And Dr. Savada will break that down. You know what? Jack Jacobs is on the show as well, Colonel Jack Jacobs. And Debbie Duhame always looking out for us on the roads. Good morning and good Friday to you, Deb. Everything on the roads. I'm afraid to ask because it's Friday. And no matter what, pandemic or not, there's going to be traffic in New York on a Friday, Debbie, right?
That's for sure. And it looks like you're moving okay, though, heading out toward Trinitas. So nice ride here on 1 and 9 through Elizabeth Joe, getting out toward South Street. No major problems getting in toward Trinitas. We do see some traffic getting into the city as you head over to the inbound side of the GWB. That's 15 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 10. Holland, about 10 minutes getting into town as well. It's going to be stop and go on the Deegan southbound at the Grand Concourse. A collision taking a lane. The Hutch southbound at the Hutchinson River Bridge. Watch out for a collision there. Harlem River Drive South, busy through the 120s. An accident was just cleaned up. It's kind of busy at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge, upper and lower level getting into town. Over on Sunrise Highway in East Quag, everything reopened. Some earlier problems there finally cleaned up. They are out of the way. And watch for a brake check here on the Cross County westbound, right on the ramp to the Sawmill. It looks like an accident on the ramp. Partly cloudy today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Nowadays, you know what? A lot of food is good and expensive. Michael's of Brooklyn has something that is just plain good. Check this out, please. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. If you can believe it, the Sauce of the Month Club for Michael's of Brooklyn. Are you kidding me? Receive different jars of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta, and biscotti each month for 6 months. It's family-owned and operated, which I love. It's right there in Avenue R. Nostrand. They make the best tomato and basil. They make the best marinara, the puttanesca. Hey, how about the arrabbiata? Come on. Each month, receive exquisite sauces ranging from the arrabbiata to puttanesca, and, of course, their fresh marinara, you know? This is Michael's of Brooklyn. This is Fred. This is Johnny. This is Michael, Marianne. This is our family over there. And, Nate, once you go in to Michael's of Brooklyn, and it's you feel the Italian authenticity walking through the door. And then the cuisine, second to none, made from scratch, by the way. So please visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Join their Sauce of the Month Club. How cool is that? Great gift, too, by the way. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com or go to Avenue R. Nostrand. But you got to call for a reservation, okay? It's 718-988-7851. 718-988-7851. 51, Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains his support for police.
Don't talk to me about the odd bad apple. I couldn't care less. The odd bad apple will be caught and will pay the price. But to those who say defund the police or that police are racists, you are the racists.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Ben Shapiro at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Everyone needs a place to call home. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate for the latest news on real estate. It's a seller's market right now, so let Dottie and her team of experts help you navigate the tricky waters of real estate. Tune in every Saturday as Citizens Bank Senior Vice President Ace joins Dottie and offers listeners free advice on the mortgage process. Join in every Saturday morning at 10. Again, that's every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer, around the country, around the world on am970theanswer.com. We are live from Elizabeth, New Jersey, from the Trinitas Regional Medical Center. We have a lot to get into medical-wise. We have a lot to get into news-wise. Deneen Borelli standing by. You know, if I may, born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been honoring America's heroes ever since. People who are willing to die for you and me to mark 20 years this year. Tunnel to Towers is supporting our nation's heroes and their families with 120 mortgage-free homes, bringing stability to 120 Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children.
and smart homes to our nation's most catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. To honor the fallen, are you ready for this? The foundation's chairman and CEO, my dear personal friend, Frank Siller, he is embarking on the Never Forget Walk. The Never Forget Walk, and it starts on August 1st. Look at this. Starting at the Pentagon through to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, he will walk more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days, culminating at Ground Zero on 9/11. Towers of light will shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials, okay? At the Shanksville and Pentagon memorials, the towers of light will shine in remembrance again this year. And you know what? Thanks to you. That's right. Thanks to you. Thank you for your support. So honor our vow, please, to never forget. Do good by donating $11 a month. It's only $11 a month, respectfully submitted. $11 a month for this great, great work being done by the Tunnels to Towers Foundations. T, the number 2, and then T.org. $11 a month, please, at T2T.org.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Janine Borelli, Fox News contributor, author of Blacklash, advisor to Cloud Hub, and a personal friend. Janine, it's been a while. How awesome it is to have you. How are you?
Joe, hey, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Where you been, man?
I know. I've been working. I mean, I feel like I'm in the trenches. Let me start here. You, Tom, grace of God, everything's okay? All healthy.
We're good, thank you. How are you?
Good, grace of God. By the grace of God only, all good. And just you know, Janine, you and I have talked in the past, and we lay out an image, we lay out a platform that will help this country. What is going on? Oh my! I can't believe I'm watching such a disaster over the floor. And by the way, this is not a political speech. This isn't a pro politician speech. This is just what in the name of God is happening to our country, Janine? Have you ever seen such a disaster in your life?
And we just don't have enough time to talk about it, Joe. And it's really sad, actually, because under Biden and his administration, it's not about America first. It's about America last. And it's a long list of things that are going on in our country that are just head spinning. And it's only May. It's only May, Joe.
Why is it me now? Because I don't mean to be in the snarky Northeast, you know, or I don't want to be on a political, you know, Salem political, that right wing station, because we're objective. I'm just, if I'm right of center, if anything, you know, but I'm a proud American. Why isn't the press all over this? Can you imagine if this was any other politician with the disaster at the border? Janine, what's happening? We just got held up for gasoline. People couldn't get gasoline. It was one oil company held hostage. And I must say, in the name of my children, I'm a little scared, Janine Borelli.
Well, everyone, no matter what your political background is, everyone should be concerned, Joe. And what we saw with the Colonial Pipeline going offline, this is just a warm-up band of things to come. If the Democrats have their way, especially regarding energy, look, Biden and team despise fossil fuels. They're cheap, they're reliable, they're plentiful. And we rely on fossil fuels. You can't get around it. You can't deny it. It is reality. It's the lifeblood of our economy and our livelihood. This is just a scene of things to come if the Democrats keep turning our country around the way they want to radically transform our country in more ways than one.
You know, you're fighting it. We see on Fox News, they're fighting it. There's some other outlets that are fighting it. We try to talk about it every morning. And again, I'm a former lifelong Democrat. I don't have any really political skin in the game except for the love of a country. And then I see now we're at, Janine, we're at war in the Middle East, apparently. There's a war in the Middle East now. Bibi Netanyahu, he will go into Gaza. He's going in already. This is a terrible situation, and it's just getting worse. And all you get from the Ilhan Omars, I'm being polite here, the Ilhan Omars of Congress are anti-Semitic remarks. Why can't they just sit down? I mean, what am I missing here? Am I missing something, Danine?
It's terrible. And look, with Israel, they have the right to defend themselves. I am really heartbroken to see that this is happening. But look at what's going on here in America. Biden is sucking up to Iran. And that sends a signal to Hamas to attack, in my view. And it's not only just in Israel, Joe. People in New York City, Jewish people, are getting attacked on the streets of New York.
I am. And then Mayor de Blasio's eating like fast food at a press conference. Can someone help me here? Well, you're going to get French fries and you're going to get a burger. Good. That's healthy. That's nice, healthy food to get a vaccine. And people,
it's sickening.
It is. So, Deneen, I'm not sure what the end result is, but I'm hoping. And again, in 18 months, we could turn it around, and maybe we could turn the Senate around. That's the only hope that we have. I mean, because I'm not seeing. I keep waiting for people. There's some, I don't want to mention the names because they'll be vilified, but they are in the Democratic Party, and they are actually Democrats, Deneen. You know, remember Democrats, Deneen? Remember I was an old blue dog. Remember that expression, Deneen Borelli? I was an old blue dog, and that was a conservative Democrat. That's what I was. I think there's about two down in the House of Representatives, you know. But hopefully they'll start maybe seeing the light on the other side, because we can't continue at this pace.
No, you're right, but it comes down to voters, Joe. Folks need to look at what is going on, not only in our country, but worldwide, and what are our leaders, our so-called leaders, what are they doing about it? If they don't take a stand for America first, no matter what it is, whether it's energy or national security or the border, then they need to be voted out, because it is about America first, our safety and our security, jobs, energy, small businesses, you name it.
It's so true. Deneen Borelli, great to hear your voice, and great to have your fight, Deneen. Please come back anytime. And you know what? When we're up and we're at them, we'll be in the studio, and we'd love for you to come in the studio live, too. And a love to Tom, and appreciate you always joining us, Deneen. Keep the fight. We'll be watching.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too, Deneen. God bless. Deneen Borelli right there. She's a wonderful gal, Fox News contributor. By the way, the book, if you're interested, and I know you will be, it's called Blacklash. Oh, and an advisor to Clout Hub as well. Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, here at Trinitas Regional Medical Center in beautiful Elizabeth, New Jersey. Al Gattulo to my right. He's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 8:31. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Joe was just talking about it. New York City offering more in the way of coronavirus vaccine incentives, including free French fries for the rest of May. Anybody who shows off their CDC-issued vaccine card at any of Shake Shack's 25 city locations can get a free side of fries. This means people who have already had their vaccine can benefit. People who get vaccinated going forward will also be entered into a chance to win tickets to the Global Citizen Live Music Festival and the Governor's Ball at Citi Field. A letter Albert Einstein wrote that includes the world's most famous equation is up for auction. Einstein wrote the letter to a Polish-American physicist in 1946. It includes the only handwritten example of E equals MC squared in private possession. It's expected to be worth $400,000. Archivists at Caltech and the Hebrew University of Jerusalem say papers in their collections are the only other known handwriting examples of the formula. Online bidding at rrauction.com starts at $25,000 and runs until May 20th. In sports, Rays beat the Yankees 9-1. Yankees also announcing that shortstop Gleyber Torres has tested positive for COVID-19. He previously had coronavirus and has already been fully vaccinated, making this another breakthrough case. He remains in quarantine. It was the Knicks over the Spurs by the final of 102-98. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Ed. Let's go to the Hutch, southbound at the Hutchinson River drawbridge. Watch out for an accident. The Deegan southbound slowing down at the Grand Concourse. An accident there was just cleared. Eastbound belt at Farmers Boulevard. That's a collision to watch for. Westbound BQE on the brakes getting down toward Metropolitan Avenue. Sunrise Highway eastbound getting into East Quag. An accident there was cleared out in Suffolk County. Watch for some slowdowns this morning as you head to 8095 northbound exit 72 getting up toward the George Washington Bridge up in Leonia. It's an accident being cleared from the local local lanes. Once you get to the George, it's 15 in. Lincoln Tunnel 10. Holland Tunnel is actually moving okay. No problems to report. 1 to 9 moving okay through Elizabeth, getting down toward Trinitas. No major problems there. And if you're going to be taking Roger to the Cross County westbound ramp to the Sawmill, it's an accident being cleared. Sunny today, high of about 76 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Save up to 45% on PCs with Windows 10 Pro, plus business docs, monitors, and more. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Thank you. Joe on the radio, you know, Route 22 Toyota, they want me to remind you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, you get over there. They have a state-of-the-art service center that is spectacular right there in Hillside, New Jersey. Alex Kinsella is there. Iggy Giuffre is my friend. They social distance, but you know what? You do not have to deal with dummies. Do not have to deal with dummies if you go to Route 22 Toyota. But can I give you the number to call? Because for qualified buyers, there's more reasons than ever now to go to Route 22 Toyota. You get 0% APR financing up to 60 months, zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. And we all need to save a little money now and then. Well, how about Alex Kinsella giving you zero down leases and 0% interest up to what? 5 years. Is that wild? Alex wants everyone to call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Schedule a test drive. You'll be driving a brand spanking new Toyota with 0% interest and zero down leases. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Lindell. He's got those My Slipper. Did you get them yet, Al? Did you get them?
I have not gotten them yet.
I've got to get you. You're not going to believe it. 40% off, by the way, right now. You got to go to
I like a good pair of
MyPillow.com. You can't believe these.
Really?
Because
I have everything else from Mike. I have the towels because fat.
We'll
and they cover me and they dry me off.
Frankie V.
Mattress topper is amazing.
Did you get the slippers yet, Frank? You got to get these slippers. Everybody in the hospital. Can we get them to Trinitas? Can we give everybody to Trinitas the My Slippers? Remember Mike came in and bought pillows? Yeah. What else did Mike Lindell bring? He bought you the masks. Am I right? Mike, we need masks. They got the mask and the
now we need slippers.
The height of the pandemic. So now I got these slippers. I didn't know from what slippers. What do I know from slippers? I'm a boot guy or I'm a fake alligator shoe guy. I was at the gas station the other day. I got these shoes and they go the blue ones, you know, Joey. They go yeah. the kid goes, "Wow, alligator shoes." I go, "The Fugazis, they're not real. I would never kill an alligator and then wear it on
then
my
you
feet."
You had to explain to him what Fugazi was.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Mike Lindell's taken 2 years to develop these slippers, designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with my pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. 40% off the My Slippers. Joe P is the code. The number is 800-651-0798. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square, right? Use the promo code Joe P. By the way, get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets. 800-651-0798. I dropped my voice, not to be creepy, just so you remember the number, 800-651-0798, MyPillow.com, 40% off Mike's new My Slippers. The promo code is Joe P.
Larry Elder, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I always feel self-conscious talking to a psychiatrist because the doctor's like to my left. I'm not looking at him now. And I know he's like scanning me. He's got my whole personality. He's got my whole rhythm. He's got my whole insight. Knows my whole psyche, and it makes me nervous. Dr. Sal Cervata, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing, man?
Thank you so much, Joe. Honestly, I know your history from when I was a kid. I loved your movies.
Oh, thanks,
I loved
man.
You on Saturday
thanks,
Night Live.
Man.
So I'm scanning you back what I know from
there
20
you go.
Years ago.
Keep it superficial. I love it like that. Hey, Sal, Dr. Sal, were you from originally Jersey?
Originally, I'm from New York. I grew up in Long Island, did all my training in New York.
Yeah.
And then bounced around to a couple places, Pittsburgh, Miami. And now I'm here in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You know what? I'm worried about the pandemic effect. I keep hearing about suicides, depression, being locked up. And I hear it's affecting more people than actually the virus itself. Give us your take on all that, if you would, Doc.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. We weren't made to be locked up, right? Locked up's always been punishment in the history of time. We were made to move around, you know, pick who we want to interact with and kind of have some space around us. So you're seeing a lot of problems with isolation. And also, you know, the things that we usually touch upon in mental health that are highly related, domestic violence has been increased because people are frequently locked up with their abusers. You know, they have no place to go when they have to shelter in place orders. Alcohol use and substance abuse has been worsened dramatically, mostly because when you are isolated and you have nothing to think about, you still have access to your substances. You know, usually, especially alcohol, you can still get that. So consumption has gone up dramatically. And all these things aggravate mental health issues, right? So all of us in a Disney World setting tend to do pretty well. Now, some of us even suffer there.
But if you
take us out of that paradise and you start to put us with more and more stressors, then we're more and more susceptible. And you kind of see more and more people switching the threshold into illness.
Yeah, and depression. You know, I always try to bypass that. And I always try to stay positive. And if I don't think I get depressed, but this is something that I hear more and more about. This is a real, a terrible problem psychologically, depression. Explain that to us. I don't know if I've experienced it or not, but you see people with a deep depression, which can be dangerous.
Extremely dangerous. They can actually commit suicide, which we've all heard about and is on the rise, but they could also die through self-neglect. There are literally people who stop eating, stop drinking, stop thinking, and without intervention, would just waste away and die. And we see that as well. So depression can be, you know, a kind of an emotional state where you express that you're sad and you want to die, but it could also be so profound that your mind literally stops working and you don't take care of yourself.
Because you ever see somebody who's down and you want to go, and I could think of specific instances that say, hey, whoa, look, you got this going for you, you got that going for you, and you try to give them all the positive, and they're like blank in their, I mean, you must see that a lot.
Completely, and then you hit the nail on the head. That's kind of the difference, is that if you can talk to someone and they can be rational about it, and they can say, well, things are bad for everyone, things have been bad for me recently, but I can see a way out of this and I have some hope, then, you know, then they may have mild depression, they may not be depressed, they may just be someone struggling with something difficult,
like many of us are
struggling with something difficult, but we haven't tipped over to what a psychiatrist would call depression. Yeah. But if they're irrational and everything circles back towards, you know, there's no reason to live, there's no reason to hope, there's no reason to care, then that's moderate or severe depression, and that, you know, that's something that is really hard to get through without actual help.
Yeah, we always try to stay positive on this program. You know, we always try to, you know, we're going a mile a minute, and we stay positive. But if you're feeling that way, and I know a lot of good folks are, and you're embarrassed about it, don't be. There is not a stigma to it. Do not get embarrassed. Don't. You can go to trinitasrmc.org, please, and get some help, because it's time we remove that stigma that depression is really something bad, because everybody gets it.
No, everyone can get it. Everyone's susceptible. Lifetime risks is, we previously quoted, about 25% of everyone in a lifetime. Yeah. I'm going to say that number is probably going to raise now as a result of this pandemic. And I think, although I wish there was no stigma, and I'd like to say there isn't, I mean, it's still present. It's gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
People are more likely to get care.
Yeah.
The one thing I like to say about stigma is...
Yeah.
Your mental health professional, they know what stigma is. Mm-hmm. They don't, you know, pathologize. They don't categorize you as sick. We would love to get someone who's curious and said, well, yeah, you know, you're doing great. This is normal. You know, you're having a tough time, but I understand why you have these mechanisms in place to keep you well.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite thing in the world, to say that to someone.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not always what we say.
It's so true. You know, we're talking about Dr. Sal Cervata, a psychiatrist from Trinitas Behavioral Health, right here at Trinitas Regional Medical Center. You're talking
joke about movies. One of my favorite movies is the Polar Express, but for me, it's sometimes it's the Bipolar Express. It's like, now, I mean, you know, if I, because you, so you're happy, you're sad, you're happy. I mean, we all go through mood swings. When does it get serious?
Oh, well, you know,
not to joke about it, but honestly.
You touched on one of my favorite subjects of bipolar disorder and how do we know the difference. And I have so many patients who watch what bipolar is in the movies, yeah. And they say, well, I don't have that.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, no, you don't have that. You have what we call bipolar.
Yeah, the real deal. The real deal.
So, yeah, people whose moods are up and down, they could be depressed, anxious. Like, they could just be normal people who just, you know, kind of reactive. Yeah. But bipolar is also a syndrome where the ups are irrational ups. Just like the depression is an irrational depression. It's not just being sad. The ups are an irrational up, and these people start to get truly reckless and make decisions. And we only start to call it bipolar disorder if it's so severe that the person winds up hospitalized or if it lasts at least 3 to 5 days, meaning if they're revved up.
Why did you just look at me?
I don't know why he looked at you. You look like a perfectly reasonable individual who, you know, should not be looked at.
Doctor, I won't be silent about it. I'll call him on it. Why are you looking at me? Are you saying that I should get checked?
Are you talking to me? Are you looking at
are
me?
Are you talking to me?
No, because sometimes Al comes in and, you know, hey, how are you? We're a mile a minute. I go, oh, good, Al's on tonight. We got this guy today. This is going to be great. But we all go through it. And then sometimes it's like,
if Al calms down after one day and he doesn't come back the next day like that, don't worry about it.
Okay,
if he comes back 3 to 5 days like that, then call me. I'll give you my cell phone.
Dr. Sal, can we talk about medication when you go there, when you don't go there? Because, you know, what's interesting is like, and I'm anti-drug. I never did drugs in school. Never tried cocaine, steroids. And I just don't like to put that stuff in my body. But sometimes, if you have anxiety, there's real anxiety, real fear, mm-hmm. and once in a while. And we're not telling you to self-medicate here. We want you to go to TrinitasRMC.org and look for Dr. Sal Cervata, the psychiatrist from Trinitas Behavior Health. But the drugs have to be used sometimes.
Oh, definitely. So even with anxiety, for example, I didn't feel like getting bed out this morning. I was tired, worked late last night, but I was anxious about getting on the show. And that got me out of bed, and that got me here on time. And then people around me, well, when are you going to show up? They're happy. So a little bit of anxiety is adaptive. It kind of gets us ready to do what we have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Too much anxiety is maladaptive. It makes us worse at what we have to do.
Hmm.
So that's kind of when anxiety becomes a disorder, is when it causes you to be worse at things.
Yeah.
Now,
anxiety,
mild anxiety, responds very well to psychotherapy. And the latest thing, which is really not that late, the last 20 years, is cognitive behavioral therapy, because it's actually manualized. It's 14 sessions long for the most part. And you can really like kind of measure people on a week-by-week basis as they're improving. And a therapist will sit with you and they'll kind of analyze your thought patterns. And kind of, we all make these unconscious assumptions, this idea that life is going to be bad. This is not going to work out for me. People are staring at me. People think I'm a bad person. And right, they're assumptions, but they're not based in reality. So even just talking to someone and kind of realizing that this is not based in reality. So since it's not based in reality, let me take a step back. Let me look at things differently.
Yeah.
Could be profoundly helpful. And mild to moderate anxiety responds to that. And I think that's actually the best treatment. I don't like to medicate people either. But
everybody just take a Zoloft. Take the Zoloft. Is that what it is, Zoloft? Or?
Zoloft's still around, and I still prescribe that sometimes.
Yeah,
there are some newer things out, too.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm up on things, aren't I? Zoloft. But whatever. What do they take the tranquilizer thing, you know? And that's dangerous to keep taking those things, right?
So the problem with the tranquilizers is, say you are having a rough time and your anxiety is increased because you're going through something extremely difficult.
Okay.
But that thing's going to pass. And we can say that it's going to pass, but you need to function in the meantime.
Yeah.
Then taking a tranquilizer calms you down. You don't really deal with what's bothering you, but the thing passes, you feel better.
Yeah.
And then tranquilizers are great.
Yeah.
But the problem is, if the thing is not going to pass, or if there's something about the way you deal with anxiety that is not going to improve on its own, then the tranquilizers become a problem.
Yeah.
And what happens is you're numbing yourself, and then you get dependent on the meds, and you got to take more and more and more of it. So it starts with a well-meaning physician saying, oh, yeah, things are going to pass, and next thing you know, they get referred to a psychiatrist, and things have not passed, and they're dependent on medicines.
You are so great. Dr. Sal Cervata, psychiatrist from Trinitas Behavior Health with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer. It's at 8:48 in the morning. I have to tell you, before we let you go, Dr. Sal, if I may, if I go on stage, and of course you knew it was going to come to me, didn't you? You knew it was going to come down to me. Yeah, of course. Good.
I'm glad, because I like talking to
people.
While
I'm here. Well, listen, it saves me some cash. But no, I'm just kidding. But it's like, if I'm on stage, you know, I'm in South Dakota on Monday, and I'm doing sound check, and I want the band to be right, and I can feel the stress there. And I'm thinking, okay, where is this? Where is that? You're putting your own show together because I got to step in front of a couple thousand people in a minute. My comfort zone is when I step on stage. That's when I relax. What kind of whack job am I? You know what I mean? I feel comfortable there. So this is my amateur a psychoanalysis, if I may, doctor. Yeah, I went to the New Jersey School of A. How you doing? So I go in and I'm thinking, am I so insecure that I need that love from the audience? And I have beautiful parents. I love my mom dearly. You know, what is with that? Because I was thinking, I could feel, no, I needed the drum to come in here. I needed this. And I'm anxious about the show. When I'm on stage, it's like, oh, I can relax now when you're there in the arena. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. No, I don't know if I can directly comment on that, but I will glean one thing. But I love hearing about you, Joe. This is great. But I think we all need to feel special in some way.
Yeah,
you know, in order for us to feel safe in this world, feel comfortable in this world, to interact with others, there has to be something that makes us special. And for you, it's what you're doing now.
Yeah.
And that's great. And, you know, if someone were to take that away from you and you didn't have that, you would have go through a really tough time.
Bingo. Yeah. Right on the money. I would be like in a home somewhere. I really would be. So thank you. Yeah. Sal Cervati. I love that it's Italian. Where's the family? Watch this. I got to go here. Where's the family from in Italy? It's an obligatory question on the show, sir. I'm sorry.
So my mother's from a small town outside of Naples on the side of the
Vesuvius. She's from Naples?
My mom is.
Excuse me. This is great. And dad?
Got to mention the dad. He's from Sicily. He's from a small town. Well, actually, a larger town than my mom's town called Gela.
Yeah.
Which is in Sicily.
Did they meet in Italy? Did they meet here?
Do you really want to know the story?
We got to, of course, always break because, God forbid, we should take some time, but I'd love to hear the story.
I mean, I love it. It's a romance story because my father was here in the United States. He had moved over with his brothers, and he just didn't take to the American lifestyle.
That's funny.
So he meets my mother's brother-in-law, who was, married to my mom's sister, and my mom's sister is the only one who was here in the United States. And he meets him, and he's like, he tells him the story. He's like, well, why don't you go back and marry my sister-in-law? She's wonderful. So he does. Literally. He shows up. He has dinner over there. He brings a letter from my sister. They had a post office. They could have mailed it.
Yeah.
And they let him into the house. And 3 weeks later, they're engaged. A couple days later, they're engaged. And 3 weeks later, they're legally married. And then my mom comes over here a few months later.
This is a great story. Yeah. Dr. Sal, thank you. Great chat. By the way, if you're feeling down, don't feel down. If the pandemic's getting to you, we're getting out of it. I always tell for a year, I've been telling everybody, Dr. Sal, relax. We're going to get there. By the grace of God, we'll get there. But if you're feeling anxiety, you might want to check in with Dr. Sal Cervati, right here with us, kind enough to join us. He is the psychiatrist from Trinitas Behavior Health. Great chatting with you, sir. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The best to your parents. That's a great story. That Dr. Sal Cervati, Episcopal, live from Trinitas, and Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads, 8:51 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Ah, here's my psychotherapy for the week, Deb. I feel better already.
I know, right? I know. Just talking to him, you're all set now, Jeff.
I'm good. Good to go.
Definitely. And let's see what's happening on the road. See if we're good to go here, Joe. The Hutch, southbound by the Hutchinson River Bridge. It's an accident. Traffic is slowing down for you on the belt eastbound right by Farmers Boulevard. It's an accident blocking one lane over there. Expect delays on the LIE westbound by Vets Highway with an accident. Inbound GWB about 10 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel's okay. Holland about 10 to 15. If you're heading to 8095 North, exit 72, getting up through Leonia, accident in the local lanes heading up toward the GWB, and 22 West, right at Gary Road in Union, we're getting reports of a collision there. Bronx River Parkway northbound in Eastchester, an accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. During pandemic, we thought we had it pretty tough. here in the New York tri-state area. Remember the lines for toilet paper and paper towels and basic things like Clorox wipes? We thought our life had been upended and totally turned around in such a way that it was never going to return back to normal. Yet here we are, about a year later. Slowly, it's getting there. No matter what we went through, I want you to think about the young people in Central and South America that endured multiple hurricanes. In fact, some of the countries in Central America, two Hurricane Sandy-sized hurricanes hit within 13 days of each other, within just a few miles of each other. And in that region of the world, the food crisis, which was already very, very tough, got worse. In fact, there are 703 children on this waiting list, and your gift of $37 will provide one of them food for the next 6 months. Would you call right now, 855-919-4673, or go online to am970theanswer.com.
Fall in love with Finding You.
What brings you to Ireland, Finley Sinclair?
I'm looking for something real.
Critics are calling it a total delight.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm excited.
And the best romantic comedy in years.
I can't wait to see it all.
If you like Notting Hill, you'll love Finding You.
It's amazing.
Finally something we can agree on.
Finding You, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters.
We need... Go. Hey, Joe on the... Is that, can we make Dr. Savada that? Can we do that? Okay. Yeah, Mr. Horan, can we do that, right? Frank, well, the resident psychiatrist for the Joe Piscopo Show, Dr. Sal Savada.
He wants to see you on Monday.
I know. Really, seriously, Joe, you should come to my game. Thank you, Doc. Hey, Joe on the radio and telling you about Relief Factor, and I'm going to keep telling you about Relief Factor until you get that three-week quick start. Al and I, it was so funny because Al, they said, Pete Talbot, Pete and Seth are the father-son, Pete's the father. He goes, Joe, can I talk to you? And then Al shows up on the Zoom call. And now, I told you this before, because it was what makes me laugh is that I'm afraid Al's going to go off and go, I don't want anything. I don't take anything. You know, I'm waiting to hear on the Zoom call. But how knowledgeable are Pete and Seth? I mean, that was.
Oh, absolutely.
He just went into it and told. And me and Al walking around, we're limping here, limping there, whatever, from whatever it is.
I asked two pertinent questions, and they were both very nice.
They were. You were on. You did not use up your intelligence IQ in that phone call.
I saved it up that day.
You saved it up that day. I got to tell you, though, if you go, honestly, it was the 3 week quick start. That's what Pete said. Try the 3 week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than cost a cup of coffee a day, right? Like we always tell you. Let's see if it can work for you. I think it can. Let's see if it can work for you. Here's the number, 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384. If you can get out of pain, and you can see if you can get out of pain, don't you want to try the three-week quick start? And it's discounted to only $19.95. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Whoa, can't you see? Yo, Lumberg in the house. Joey, how we doing weather-wise, my friend?
Hey, it's getting better and better. I like the temperature trend. 74 we've got for a high today in the city. And do it again tomorrow. It's 72 Sunday. I like this. This is much better.
Oh, this is great, Joey. So 74 today-ish, 74-ish, over the weekend,
yeah,
anything
74
tomorrow?
Today, sunshine, some clouds. And it looks like, sunshine and some clouds again tomorrow. Maybe just a slight chance of an afternoon shower, little better chance for a shower or two on Sunday. And even at that, I still think most of the day Sunday is going to be dry.
I love it. Joe Lumberg, well done, as always, my friend. Thank you so much for taking the time with us. We appreciate it. I see the calls. Let me take a look at what we're doing over here. Yeah, I think that, we have Dr. Michael Sabosky is going to join us, internist at Trinitas Regional Medical Center, Colonel Jack Jacobs in the next hour, and Dr. Vipin Garg, director of Trinitas Sleep Disorder Center. I love this. Everything you need to know to take care of yourself. We got it for you from Trinitas today. We'll be able to grab some calls next hour. Right now, we're going to just move on. Al's got the headline news, and we're going to come back with Joe Sibilia, with Debbie Duhame on the roads, with Colonel Jack Jacobs. You do not want to miss Colonel Jack. And if you get a chance to call, if you'd like to call, it's 877-970-2999. Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer. You know what? Around the country, around the world, on AM970TheAnswer.com, it's almost 9 o'clock in the East Coast. I'd love to say live from New Jersey, but you know what? We are live from New Jersey, baby. And we are coming right back at you. Don't go away.